You're listening to Nowhere in Mulberry. Film, television, and pop culture. It's where you find it.
Man, God, I've never seen your name crack!
Swiss cheese!
I need backup assistance now! Now, goddammit, now!
Man, let me tell you my story, man. Last year, I was insane for this crazy little 8th grade bitch.
Okay? Crazy, insane?
Insane?
Crazy? I was nuts for the woman, man. Now, you gotta believe me. I'm serious. I'm telling the truth here. I'm speaking to you. I mean, I was nuts for the girl. And what did it to me was these big titties she had. For a 13-year-old girl, man. She wouldn't have to worry about no titties for the rest of her life, boy. You know, she was set and she was looking good, son.
That's the truth, baby.
I called every night for like a month. I mean, I'm talking devotion, man.
Every damn night?
Every night, Mitch. I ain't playing with you.
On the telephone?
This boy talking about on the telephone, man.
Explain it
what
to
him. What the hell? Goddamn, we know there's a telephone, boy. What the hell thing I doing?
But he hung up on her.
Oh, you didn't hang up on her. The chick with those big, big titties?
Man, now here's the camper. You know what the bitch did to me?
Lay it on.
Check this shit out. Listen to what she did to me.
She need you in the nuts and called him faggot in front of everybody.
No. She did what? Bitch needs your nuts?
Bitch need my nuts, bitch. I'm not playing with you either, man.
In the family jewel?
In the family jewel, man.
Worst pain there is.
Broke my heart in two.
You broke more than your heart.
Yeah, man. You don't like me, baby.
You can forget that other one. You got this fine jewel sitting right over here by you.
Yeah,
that's the truth, baby. That's the clean truth.
Oh, there he goes.
Party's over.
Party's over, the
girl. Girl, you're looking so fine tonight, girl. And I told you I'd make love to you all night long.
All night long.
But girl.
Girl.
Girl, let's try to be realistic, girl. Nobody really makes love all night long.
That's impossible.
Though that would be impressive, girl. It's a little bit excessive, girl.
Too much.
And it would probably get uncomfortable to be that sexual.
Chafing.
And don't forget that we have work tomorrow.
8 a.m.
So we should really make sure we get some sleep. But girl,
girl,
I'll make love to you the best I can. But it's not gonna last real long.
Honesty.
Well, I apologize in advance. I can probably give you 7 minutes.
7 minutes.
If you don't move around too much. Otherwise, I'll probably give you 4 minutes.
4 minutes.
Cause when you move, I get excited, girl. And hey, is it cool if I leave my shirt on, girl? Cause I just had a big dinner.
Boston Market.
And I'm struggling with some negative body issues. Girl.
Girl.
Let's talk sexual positions, girl. I hope you like the missionary.
Try and true.
Cause that's the only one that I'm really comfortable with. And girl,
girl,
just one more quick little thing, girl. Please feel free to fake an orgasm.
I won't know.
'Cause that'll make me feel like I'm doing well. Oh, girl.
Guys, I think my friend Troy might have a drug problem. What do I do?
Here's what you do. You tell him that you're his friend and that you're going to help him and that everything's going to be all right. And then you put a wire on him and you find out who's selling him drugs. And then you get that guy and you flip up, turn him into a snitch. You follow that guy. The people who are really, really bad. I've been watching The Wire recently. I don't understand a word of it.
Guys, I'm going to sleep. You can leave the light on if you want, but please stop talking.
5, 1 Adam 12, 1 Adam 12, possible. 4, 5, 9 suspects. 1 Adam 12, 1 Adam 12, ambulance. Sick child.
Everybody, hey everyone, boom goes the dynamite, it's Friday, hello, Nowhere in Mulberry is the show, yes, film, television, pop culture, how you doing, it's Friday, thank you very much for joining us, here is Steven the pop culture zealot. Woo-hoo! To my left, pop
Friday.
Culture zealot,
Friday.
Pop culture zealot, five times fast. How are you doing, Steven?
Great. Glad to be home.
Where you been this week?
Oh, the fun, loving town of El Paso.
It is nice there, isn't it?
No.
Oh. Is it hot there?
It's just a dust bowl. That's all we'll say about El Paso.
Mulberry Bill, the
that
Mulberry
Bill.
Historian! Hey, Bill, how's it going?
Sup, my buddies?
Oh, wow. No, I got a better one, Bill.
Your worst nightmare, Butthorn!
There is this clip online.
Ow.
Steven, you need to visit crack.com because they have...
I love those guys. We got to interview them.
They have funny lists. One of them was like the funniest death scenes in films.
Yeah, I think it was like crazy violent scenes or something. I don't know. Stupid scenes. Anyways.
It's a movie called Bulletproof with Gary Busey.
Right, right.
And there's a part where he's stumbling on this drug cell. They're selling illegal weapons and drugs or whatever. And he's kind of like makes a sound. They go, "What the hell?" And he goes, "It's McBain."
They see him go, "What is this shit?" And he goes, "I forget what he says,
butthorn.
But he says that butthole or butthorn line."
He says, "Your worst nightmare, butthorn." Like, who?
Yeah,
the hell
what is this shit? Your worst nightmare, butthorn.
Just listen to that.
Your worst nightmare, butthorn.
And then a guy goes, "McBain," and he goes, "Yeah." And then they open fire, and the Danny Trejo's got a friggin' RPG shooting at Gary Busey.
A really young-looking one.
But Gary Busey...
With Danny Trejo, that is.
He's very fast on his feet. You can't hit him.
You can't hit him.
You can't shoot Gary Busey.
I think the prerequisite for any entertaining action movie should be it involves Danny Trejo in some way.
Your worst nightmare, butthorn!
Yeah, big time. Gary Busey really is our worst nightmare when you think
was
about
that,
it.
That had to be before the motorcycle accident.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I was confused about the way the show starts, Bill. I thought we connect like at a minute and 27 seconds before the top of the hour, and then the show starts. But it was like 7 minutes into it before.
I know. It was kind of crazy. All I heard was Chinese music.
Yeah, there's.
They must have been. Either they're having a problem or.
Yeah, like when you're at a buffet or something. Oh,
exactly. Nice. That like pop Chinese.
Did it make
music.
You hungry? Did you want some buffet?
I just ate, so it kind of made me nauseous.
Oh, okay.
My favorite thing is when the Ollie Barrett plays like six times in a row. There's like no programming.
That happened the other day. I was cracking up.
And they're like, "Come on, six!" And he's like, "I'm Ollie Barrett."
We were
he's
taking
like, six. Yes, six in a row. Now, Bill, I'm kind of upset about something this week. I read that Netflix is upping rental prices because of Blu-ray.
disc costing so much? Am I?
I think it's only for people that rent Blu-rays, which is bullshit.
Like, how do they do that? How do they implement that? Because usually you pay a monthly fee for Netflix.
Yeah, well, if you rent Blu-ray, I guess they're going to add an extra service charge. And that's all I rent from them. You know, I don't rent standard definition discs anymore. And if I do, you know, they're older movies or something. But for them to now initiate a charge because I rent Blu-ray discs, that's horseshit.
Now, let me ask you this. Is this because Sony, now that Toshiba's out of the picture with HD DVD, can raise the prices to whatever they want with Blu-ray discs?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they've already raised prices on the players.
Yeah, they don't have to lower them. Like, if when it was competition, you know, like, they had to have sales. Buy one, get one free. Stuff like that. Like,
you know what's going to happen to Blu-ray? It's going to become the niche market that Laserdisc was. And all because of the studios being greedy and Sony paying these handouts to people. And, you know, I blame Warner Brothers. If it wasn't for Warner Brothers, I think HD DVD would have been the standard by now and Blu-ray would have gone off into, you know, the sunset somewhere. But this is absolute bullshit.
They need to ask themselves, do we want it to be adopted by everyone, which I would think be lowering the movies to at least $19.99. I mean, $24.99 for two discs. I can understand.
And that's when they're on sale. They're charging like $35 for Blu-ray discs now, like retail.
Yeah, who's going to buy that? What's one big movie that came out on Blu-ray recently, and how much was it?
Oh, please, there are no big movies on Blu-ray, because because nobody has really, ever since the HD DVD went under, there is absolutely nothing coming out of any quality on Blu-ray. I think the last Blu-ray I bought, like 2 weeks ago, was Predator.
Nice.
And that's so old.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
I wanted to have some fun.
That was not a memorable line from Predator, I guess.
Please. It's the most memorable line.
How is that? I don't even know what line that is in Predator.
I'm going to have me some fun.
Oh, Bill Duke. Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Good Lord, man. What wavelength are you on tonight? Come on.
I've been taking drugs.
I'll tell you what, though. The bucket list is coming out in June. I can't. That's a big one.
Nice. I love the bucket list. I also love Bill Duke.
I can't think of a single big movie that has come out on Blu-ray.
If no one knew what this was, like, hear this right here.
I'm going to have me some fun. I'm going to have me some fun. I'm going to have me some fun. I'm going to have me some fun.
That's the genius actor, Bill Duke, losing his mind in Predator. But what's cool is we put together a cool, like, beatbox mix to that, you know? I love this girl. I do the robot.
Yeah, we use that whenever we come back from break, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have me some fun. I'm gonna have me some fun.
That rocks.
I'm gonna have me some fun. I'm gonna have me some fun.
Steven, you're about to bust out.
I'm gonna have me some fun. There we go. Robot.
Pop a lock. You gonna pop a lock?
I'm gonna have me some fun.
You're gonna have me some fun. I'm ready for this to catch on, Bill. I know it will. But Predator on HD, I bet that's cool. Did you pay like $34.99 for it?
No, luckily I buy my Blu-rays from Amazon, and they're pretty, you know, they're cheap. And plus I have that Amazon Prime where I pay like upfront like $40 a year. I get free two-day shipping. So it works out to be better than retail. But still, the prices are way too much.
For Netflix to have to raise the price, it's kind of gay.
It's not just kind of gay, it's very gay.
Now, what if you have the one...
It's like gay parade gay.
What if you have the one disc out at a time thing? Are they going to...
I don't know how that's going to work, man.
Okay, before we move on to entertainment, Bill, I keep seeing this commercial for Deal or No Deal, the Star Wars edition. All of the models are in Leia slave girl bikini garb.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and it's going to have Darth Vader, Chewbacca, R2-D2, C-3PO. It's just like, here's what I want to know. I rolled my eyes at it. I wasn't like, cool, oh, all the chicks are in Slave Girl. Okay, first of all, I want to just say this to all geek fandom, Star Wars geeks or whatever. I can understand Leia and her slave thing or hot or whatever, but we've seen it how many times now? We saw Rachel in Friends a long time ago. Remember that?
Yeah.
We saw the chick on Chuck in it. in the slave girl outfit. I remember there was an episode of Attack of the Show where Olivia Munn, the co-host, she was in the slave girl bikini. They just – oh, and this new movie that hasn't even come out yet, Bill, Fanboys, they keep showing – there's a picture of Kristen Bell also in the slave girl bikini. It's just like, hey, those geeks will eat this up, a hot chick. Oh, maybe she'll like me. She's in a Star Wars outfit, and I have a chance with her, Steven.
Eating a dead horse.
It's just like, I don't care anymore.
And, no, I'm so... Yeah, Lucas has basically let people rape the memory
it's
of
like,
Star
hey,
Wars
step
so
right up.
Time.
Would you like to rape Chewbacca in the ass here? Go ahead. Oh, he doesn't look like he's into it. No, he's into it. Come on! Get up here!
Come on, Peter
What's
Mayhew.
Wrong with you? Are you a man? Yeah, it's just like that.
Poor Peter Mayhew, the only way to make a living.
Poor Peter Mayhew. All right, on that note, let's get into entertainment. Now, Steven, I don't know how to break this to you. Remember last week I was going to call you to go see Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
I know. I waited and I waited and I waited.
I ended up seeing it without you, Steven.
And I cried myself to sleep.
I'm sorry.
You bastard.
No, what happens is...
I wept. My poor pillow. I had to wring it out the next morning.
And what happens, Steven? Sometimes you think you're not going to go to the movie, you're busy, and then all of a sudden it's like, hey, we have time to go see the movie, but it starts in 30 minutes kind of thing. I'm sorry.
You know what, Steven? He was just protecting you so that you wouldn't have to see Jason Segel's package.
Bill, your worst nightmare, Bill, you need to move closer so we can go hang out.
You know what? I will. Screw Jason.
Well, can I go?
No.
No.
Me and Bill now.
No! Can I?
You have a wife. Me and Bill, we're buddies now.
Bosom buddies. We're going to dress up like ladies.
Nice. We'll dress up like ladies.
And cue the theme.
Apartment complex.
Now, okay. The Forgetting Sarah Marshall's very funny movie. Hilarious. I will own it on DVD and watch it many times. All I can say is it's a funny, hilarious movie. Like you were talking about seeing Jason Segel's package, the nude scenes in that movie are so funny. It becomes where it gets funnier and funnier because... The way that they edit the scene, it's just like they're doing, like, quick glimpse of penis. And then the scene keeps going, quick glimpse again. And so you start laughing because how many times are they going to keep quick cutting to it real quick? Like, it's just a like quick flash. But the movie is so goddamn funny. It's really good. I recommend it.
It's not just damn funny. It's goddamn funny.
Yes, G-A-W-D. Now, a new movie, Harold and Kumar... Escape from Guantanamo comes out, and let's play a clip. Let's go ahead and do it, Steven.
Whoops.
Amsterdam is a very small place. Sir, it's not going to be...
I need you to step aside, please. We'll be searching.
Did I beep?
Oh, no, you didn't beep. Just a random security check. If you could just step aside, please. Just over here.
Random, huh?
Yeah.
So this has nothing to do with my ethnicity?
Come on, just do what the guy says.
Sir, it's our job. Is airport security to search for all possible weapons or illegal drugs.
So just because of the color of my skin, you assume that I have drugs on me? What, are you a racist?
Racist? Dude, I'm black.
He's black. He's not racist.
Please, dude. You're barely even brown.
No. It is.
Compared to me, you look like Matthew Perry.
Hey, who are you calling Matthew Perry?
I'm calling you Matthew Perry, you Matthew Perry-looking...
Nobody here is Matthew Perry.
I want to see it. I know it's going to be stupid fun.
Yeah, I loved how the first one just descended into complete ridiculous madness. Like them riding the hang glider off the cliff to the White Castle.
Yeah, it did just get more and more crazy. But
riding the cheetah through the forest.
That was hilarious.
Yeah. Well, I think I remember the DVD, just like Steven, you bought it on a whim and we watched it. And just like the menu screens were hilarious.
Right.
Because,
hey, dude, you going to start the movie?
Yeah. I was like, put in the DVD and I'll be right back. I'll go to the bathroom. Dude, why isn't he hitting play? Yeah. I don't know. This is kind of creepy, man. Just look forward. Just stare ahead. And they're driving in a car. He's like, come on, man. Hit play already. It's just really funny. But, yeah, I want to go see that. And, Steven, do you want to go see it tomorrow?
Yes. If you don't stand me. Bill?
I have plans.
Yeah, I'll be right down. I'll hop on a flight right away.
You don't want to go see it with Bill. You know why?
Your worst nightmare, Butthorn.
Oh, whoa. I don't know what that means.
Wait,
what's a Butthorn?
Butthorn?
What is the worst nightmare?
Your worst nightmare, Butthorn.
I don't know what that means.
Nightmare is Gary Busey calling me a Butthorn.
I thought
you might want to paint me.
Is there any other movies coming out? I don't know.
I don't know.
What, movies?
Yeah.
Movies? I know that Mamma Mia is coming out.
Mamma Mia! Here I go again. Time. Yeah, I want to go see that.
I'm going to jab my ears and eyes out.
No. All right, let's check out What's on a TiVo? Now, we've got a lot of exciting things to talk about this week. One of them is Lost. Lost came back silently. It tried to sneak up on us, tried to trick us where we didn't know.
And then
know.
It kicked our asses.
It's pretty crazy. And we also have Hell's Kitchen, Big Brother to talk about. That's winding down. Even the return of Tila Tequila, Steven.
Oh, shit. I didn't watch Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
I'm counting on you to remember most of the stuff I forgot.
Crap. I completely forgot.
Did you watch Top Chef?
Yes,
I
did watch that.
Our new favorite adopted show? Now, Billy,
you know what it is I, you know, I have so many things going on my cable DVR that on Tuesday nights that I record Hell's Kitchen on my satellite DVR, and I just forget that it's there. Damn it.
I hear you. I didn't get to watch Smallville this week. I'm counting on you.
Well, you know what? Smallville was quite possibly one of the worst episodes ever.
Do you agree with that, Steven, or is that controversial?
It was very Jimmy heavy.
Yes!
Well, not only was it very Jimmy heavy, for no reason.
Hey, we're going to talk about it later. We're going to talk about it later.
Yeah, okay.
There's some good, funny stuff with it.
I just wanted to know if you watched it, you guys.
Yes, sadly I did. I wish I would have watched Hell's Kitchen instead.
Okay, well, here we go. Do you guys know how whenever it's anyone's birthday, I play this?
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday.
Yes, that's Simon Pegg from Space singing Happy Birthday. Well, I'm watching The View this week like I do as I eat my breakfast, and it's real pathetic. And it was Sherry Shepherd's birthday, and hear what Whoopi busted out.
Welcome back, Sherry.
Thank you.
You're not back. Yes, it is your birthday. Now, we all got together. And this is what we got you for your birthday.
What'd you get?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to
you. What?
Doesn't it sound the same?
Identical.
I think she might be a fan of space.
Like before?
Well, no.
I'm wondering if that's
it.
The
no
TV version. Okay, cut it off. I wonder if that's the TV version of the birthday song. You know how we talked about the...
I don't know. Maybe it's more common than we think it is.
It must be, but...
Whoever's listening, send us a voicemail and let us know if that's it.
No, let's just count on Swiley to post about it in the forum. I kid, Swiley.
I love Swiley, though. Swiley always gives us the best feedback.
Yeah, he does. And I noticed this. We synced up Whoopi and Simon to see how similar it is. Listen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
That's pretty close. And
pretty close.
What's
you know, I think we have a lawsuit.
What's the psycho bitch laughter in the background during the whole thing? Did you hear that? What the hell? Listen to that crazy, like...
Do we have...
Okay. Was Whoopi dancing or something while doing this?
Yeah, she was popping a lock. Okay, now on American Idol, Bill, I can't believe this doesn't happen more often, but this chick messed up her song and had to start over. It's very awkward. Let's check it out.
Where do we go from here? This isn't where we were. I'm sorry.
A little awkward. Okay.
Where do we go?
Take two.
From here. This
you get voted off is what happened.
We intended to be.
You must never start and stop.
This is why I love live TV. I mean, it was so dramatic.
We're going to take a phone call in a second.
What happened? What went wrong? Why'd you start over?
I just wasn't feeling it, dog.
If it were you, what would you have done?
I would have done exactly what she did. You know, if she's forgotten the words.
Yeah.
You know?
Boo. Just make it more awkward.
I would have shit a brick. It would have bricked right out of my ass.
I would have run off the stage crying like a little girl.
I wish they would make it more awkward, you know, so we would have a better clip for the show.
Can I zoom in on her face?
That's kind of mediocre. Now, a good train wreck of a show, Rock of Love, that show's already ended. But they always have to... Here's what reality shows have to do, and I think Hell's Kitchen and those kind of shows need to do this too. They have the wrap-up show, sweet, where everyone comes back together, and they talk about and show best-of clips during the season. I think Big Brother should do that, too.
Hell's Kitchen does that at the end, when they each have their
just
two
go
finalists.
Along with me, see, I have no idea. I don't watch that show. It's really bad. Okay, now, on Rock of Love, you have to have two crazy bitches catfighting, and they're fighting over Bret Michaels. The guy wears... makeup. He looks bloated. He looks like
the man is a pimp. He has long hair and he wears a bandana. What's more sexy than that?
He's retaining water. Let's check it out.
I'm not just some chick that he can just sleep with. You know,
but
I'm not.
Didn't act like that.
You know what? I didn't act like that.
I didn't take it easy.
I don't have any slutty ass.
Yes,
actually.
You're a dirt whore.
Okay.
You
you can have my leftovers. Whatever, Stevie Nicks.
Oh, Stevie Nicks.
Your slutty ass actions ruin your life.
Whatever, Lindsay Buckingham.
When did Stevie Nicks become an insult?
Stop. Well, you have to see the way she looks. You know, she liked those.
Yeah, you do.
Hanger shifts. I don't know.
Whatever. Mick Fleetwood.
Why you got your hair like mine?
Bitch, I own my shit.
I like these shows. They have lots of beef.
Getting escalating.
They whipped out the guns.
Always to the violence.
Somebody whipped out the Ruger.
Okay, well, on Tila Tequila. Tila Tequila returned.
No, it's not back already.
And here's what it is. You know, Tila Tequila, she's this MySpace whore, as Bill put it before.
She is.
You have the straight guys. No, wait. You have guys and girls, and the girls are obviously gay because they want to get with her. So you have guys and lesbians who are competing.
Scissor Sisters action.
They're competing to date Tila Tequila. She needs to pick them. They compete every week. She makes them eat stuff like hog balls and stuff like that. Somehow that proves
what happened
that
to the person from last season?
No, here's the thing. The guy who won last season said, I didn't see Tila Tequila after the final episode. She picked me and I never heard from her again. No one would return my calls. No one would tell me anything. I believed we were going to start a real relationship and date. So none of that has happened. That's why I think this clip is even funnier. So you've got these chicks in her house, and it's just like Flava. Remember, he said, this is my house. This is my mansion. Well, Tila Tequila's got her own mansion, too, where they live in, and she catches two of the lesbians making out, which is very insulting because aren't they supposed to be in love with Tila? And want
supposed to be making out with her.
So let's check this out.
I just felt like I needed to give her a little attention.
Ooh, girl.
So I was just walking around the corner, and then all of a sudden...
Okay, wait. Time out. I'm not going to say it's similar. I'm saying this is the same music to Hell's Kitchen. The same exact music. Not something that sounds like it. This is the same guy doing the same music. Just listen to it.
In my house, like, that really hurts, and I was very disappointed.
Holy
here
shit!
I just have to be broken, and I just ask that you respect that. I only have one thing left to say to you both.
Step four!
Give me back my key and get the out of my house.
Oh.
You know, this is like for real. She's really looking for love. She's not here for games.
Oh, Serenity bullshit.
Serenity really pissed me off. I had a connection and they go off and betray me and make me look like a fool. I'm not going to deal with that. I already got my heart broken. Whoever's going to disrespect me this time...
Who'd you get your heart broken by, huh? I mean, give me a break.
Manuel, gardener?
No, stop it, Foggy. I'm serious.
Stiffle!
So she kicks the two chicks out because how dare you make out this would be my mansion and I got my heart broken by the guy I never called from last season. That's what I don't understand about Rock of Love. These two bitches are fighting over this guy. Season 3, you're out. They're going to be
watch this crap.
Now, what's even better is, remember last week on The Real World? And I'm not trying to make it a habit of covering this, but
I'm trying to block it out, quite frankly.
Do you remember the chick? She apparently, she had a warrant out for arrest for simple assault and battery.
Oh, yes.
It wasn't anything serious. She's not a violent person. Just things got out of hand with her boyfriend. But here she's arguing with her roommate, and she's basically saying, I'm about to assault you. So let's check it out.
Why are you getting mad with me?
Well, you don't need to flip out. You just need to calm down. Let's not get ghetto. Be normal.
Not get ghetto.
Real fast, just letting you guys know, they can't come in because we're already at our max. Sarah, Dave, and me brought people over. So you just shut up. Shut up. Badger, shut up. You. I'm holding you right now. I'm holding back. I'm holding back because I'm 5 seconds off of knocking somebody out, all right?
Then knock me out. Knock me out.
Want me to?
I'm like, yes. Do it.
Two.
Badger. Two. And dance on it.
Oh, my God, Tim. I forgot to let him go. Don't.
She sounds like a violent person to me, Steven.
I swear to God, I'll f*** you up. I will f*** you up.
And watch she does sound ghetto. Didn't she tell her not to
I
be
swear
ghetto?
God, do it. I swear to God, do it. Don't f*** me now.
I swear to God, I'll hit you. I'll punch a size your face for free.
Simple assault and harassment.
It's just simple.
So, I wouldn't want to give those people the Voight-Kampff test.
Okay, if you guys could date a chick from one of these shows, would it be Rock of Love, Tila Tequila, or Real World?
Oh, that's tough.
There might be some violence. You might get assaulted, but they're all.
You know what?
Sneaky.
I would almost have to go Real World because they're younger and they're more impressionable, and I could shape them to my.
to do your bidding.
Yeah.
What you would do is you'd kick open the door and say,
"Your worst nightmare, Butthorn."
Yeah.
Yep, that would freeze them. They would say, "Oh my, now, you're so manly."
Now, Bill, Big Brother is winding to a close.
Thank God for that.
The final two have been chosen. Ryan,
Crazy Eyes and Silent Man.
Yeah, Ryan and Adam. But on the way there, they have to compete in a three-part HOH. And the best part was Sheila was... She was the third person in the house, or the last person to get evicted. But the best part...
Steven knows what it's like to be the third person.
Right. Or you do too, if you could rotate. Now, the thing is that they had to compete in a three-part HOH, and Sheila, they knew, was horrible at everything. So, hey, let's take her. There's no way she can win anything. And sure enough, they have to hold on to like a water ski thing and have cold water splash on them. And
probably the most elaborate setup I've seen for them for their endurance comps.
I know, and they're just laughing, looking at her like, oh, trying to hold on. And listen to her spiel about being on this thing. She's so dramatic, and she's been through so much in life, Steven.
Oh, yeah.
I'm up there, freezing cold, and I'm battling one of my biggest fears. I was in Hawaii one time, and I almost drowned. It just terrified me.
She almost drowned once.
What's funny is she's going on about that, and the water isn't even ankle deep at the bottom where the pool is, and it's just a stream. It's a slight stream.
I know, and they were like, Sheila, man, you don't look too good. You look like hypothermia set in. He's like, your nose is all red. She's like, oh, and it was funny. They did this big buildup of showing them on this thing. They show this. She's talking about she wants drowned. And then they point the clock. It says 36 minutes. She's been on the thing for 36 minutes. And she's like, oh, like she's, I thought it was going to say 3 hours or something. She's only been there for 36 minutes. That was genius.
The water's so cold.
But she's like, I believe Ryan has to take me to the end. And so does Adam. So I'm in a pretty good position. And I was just like, what? They're not taking you, dumbass.
It was funny because I just couldn't wait to see how she would react to being kicked to the curb.
Well, that's
because there was no way either of them was going to take her anywhere.
So the second round of the thing, Adam won it. It was like a hamster wheel where you have to run around and make it spin around. And she's like,
he destroyed it.
And she was like, oh, I'm getting sick. It's like being on a roller coaster. I don't like roller coasters. It's like, you don't like anything. Everything makes you sick.
No, she likes movies.
Yeah, I like movies. I like to see movies.
I like to sit still in a quiet, dark room and watch movies.
What was hilarious is finally Ryan said, I'm sure there's a lot of reasons you deserve to go to the end, Sheila, but I'm going to pick my bro, Adam. And she was like, oh, no. And she was, and she goes out and Julie Chen interviews her. And just listen to how awkward this is. It's a train wreck. It never ends. And she never stops sobbing. And by the way, I didn't see any tears.
No, neither did I. She was sobbing, but there was no tears.
What are you feeling right now? You look devastated.
Yeah, I'm pretty devastated. I thought Adam was going to win this and take me to the end, but Adam really didn't owe me anything. You know, even though we were partnered up in the beginning of the game, I had Adam's back throughout the whole game. A lot of
she had his back.
Like the things that went on between Adam and I were acting. And,
what? She's acting?
I thought
so.
It's
a game.
You came into this.
She's got that shivery.
$50,000 or $500,000. You're a single mom. It would change
this
your life.
This is for my demo reel.
You're walking out with no money. But did you
I need
learn
money for my headshots. I'm an actress.
And that money that you might be able to teach your son.
Yeah, I learned that this was a tough
thing.
This
is going to help me getting over Penthouse in the 80s.
You know, I didn't give up. I mean, there were some really horrible, horrible times in the house. And
where's the gunshot, Foggy?
You know, what I promised to do, which was be here and try to win this money to better our lives.
I think there's 2 minutes to go in this, Bill.
The fact that didn't happen, I'm just really devastated right now.
She's devastated.
I just don't know what to say.
Don't say anything.
You have to feel proud of yourself.
Just shut up.
I like Julie. Have to feel proud.
I feel like that was a blessing to be in the final three, but...
The final
I feel
five,
like,
I thought.
God just doesn't love me enough.
I know this was really big for him. His birthday's on Friday.
You ruined his birthday. Are you happy? You ruined your son's birthday.
How dare you walk away with a
freaking stipend? I can't even like comprehend what's happening. I'm in shock.
Are you looking back at
Julie? Stop asking her questions. Just let her go.
For example, I know you're afraid of water.
Yes.
You hung out there
the
for like
part.
36 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you wish
that was a long time? 36
longer,
minutes.
That
that's longer
one?
Than a sitcom usually.
No, I conquered a fear, which you know I did almost drown.
Did she
in
conquer
Hawaii,
the
like
fear, Bill,
ago,
by giving
and,
up? I don't think
you know,
that she conquered
a lot of things
that
in the
fear.
Competitions that frightened me.
Yeah.
But I went
the fear
in
was
with
in front of her, and she conquered it.
Just overcome it.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, no more! Okay, the finale's this Sunday. We'll talk about it next
week. I'm so glad this show is over. I am so glad.
Okay, Hell's Kitchen, you guys. There was a grease fire, and a chick got burnt. Let's check it out. Let's listen to similar music to Tila Tequila.
Oh, no, don't. Oh, my God.
Oh, Shane is on fire. Hey, but don't burn the kitchen down, yes?
Hello.
Yes? Do you like that chick who's from... She's Italian.
Somebody get some ice.
I looked at her hand and it was blazing red.
Skin's coming off.
My God.
I can't believe
it. She was going to start to break down and cry.
3 minutes on that chef.
Holy...
I burned myself. There was oil in a saute pan and when I picked it up, it poured all over my hand.
What's that? That sounds like a old Chevy drove by or something.
I think that was her hand.
No, she poured it and then a rattlesnake jumped out and bit her.
They showed her she got taken to the hospital. They showed a camera. I like how they show a little box of her getting into a car outside and it driving away. And everyone has to go, where did she go? What's going on? What's going on?
You're down one.
Yeah. Okay. And then they have...
oh my God, what are we going to do?
Craig from... Entourage, who looks like Eric.
Oh, yeah, he does.
He kind of freaked out. He couldn't even make pasta. This was like kids' menu.
We just had whatever. She couldn't make that the statement a while ago. The other one in Big Brother, he does the same kind of a.
Oh.
He doesn't know how to do the. What are they called?
What are you talking about?
Spaghetti.
Doesn't Adam make spaghetti?
Yeah, well, when he does, he goes, yeah, making spaghetti. It's not rocket scientist.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He missed, like, she says drowned. He says, yeah, drowned. It's not rocket scientist. And it's just like,
well, it's
what?
Not.
Yeah, it technically it isn't.
No, it was just like,
what? I think it's so stupid. Okay, first of all, I got to tell you guys right now, I hate this show. This show is retarded, okay? I watch it every week and I'm like, why am I watching this? Because it doesn't, I can't go every week and talk about how there's no point to the show, but there really isn't.
No, there's, it's like we've said week after week, it's a showcase for Gordon Ramsay yelling at idiots.
Well, there's
not a single person in there that he would actually have at his restaurant.
Do they really need to show them not getting along in the habitat, not washing each other's dishes, that kind of thing?
No, they don't.
Because here's a part where the same Italian chick is yelling at the guy, Ben, about his dishes.
Being dirty.
Living with these men is crazy. They are so sloppy.
I'm LaVoyne DeFazio.
I'm the nanny.
This is Eddie.
I'm from Long Island.
Touch your mic, I break out your face.
I'm not laughing, Ben. I don't think it's cute that you're a dirty sloth.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
compliment.
I hope your wife appreciates it.
Thank you. I don't know how your husband puts up with your mouth.
I'm watching you. You know what I'm saying?
It all just seems staged, you know?
Yeah, it's stupid.
And even, did they have child actors this week? Because they have to have the kids come in.
Yeah. A little kid licking
they got an easy day's pay from the Screen Actors
I'm trying
actors
to remember
guild.
Who got kicked off. Oh, it was Craig from Entourage. Yeah, yeah. Because he was a jack. What the best part about this bill, since you haven't seen it, is when Chef Ramsay says, how long? And they just show him he's working. He's like, how long? And he's just like, do-do-do-do-do-do. And they're like, answer the chef. And he's like, huh? Huh? He's like, I don't know. In a minute. You know, but he kept saying how long, and the guy never answers him.
Wow.
And then...
Well, you know what? He was busy. That pasta that isn't rocket scientist, that's tough to make.
Well, let me ask you this. Does it seem like the men always get all knocked off first, except for, like, one guy left? Does that happen every season?
Well, that's why it's going to. Yeah, because normally it's...
How come all the women go last? I mean, I know a few women have gone, but there's only, like, four guys left.
Because essentially they pit it down to a man against a woman.
Lou Ross.
Yeah.
Lou Ross I picked to go all the way.
You know what's funny is all these shows now have, like, a small Asian cook. It's so confusing.
And I thought he was a lesbian, but he's not.
I know you did. It was so funny. We were watching it for the first time, and you go, hey, check out the lesbian. I was like, dude, that's a guy.
No, you thought it was a lesbian, too, for a while.
No, I didn't.
I did, too. I thought it was a chick.
All right, should we talk about Top Chef real quick, Bill?
Sure, why not? You know, I'm telling you that Richard guy is going to clean up the whole thing.
The guy with the weird pointy hair?
Yeah, the guy with the mohawk that isn't a lesbian.
The guy with Richard, and the guy who is his teammate this week, those guys will be the final two, I think.
Oh, easy.
Because they're very talented guys, and the twitchy guy with the beard, I think he's talented too, but I think he's kind of shaky. You know, he's just
twitchy guy with the beard.
He's always
okay.
He's like a chihuahua or whatever. But
yeah, he's weird.
This week, I'm trying to remember the task. What was it?
Well, first they had to make a dessert.
Oh yeah,
for
that's
the quick
right.
Fire.
And they said every season, this is the one task that everyone's horrible at because they're not pastry chefs.
Yeah, and Richard won with scallop bananas with guacamole and some kind of chocolate. I forget. It looked pretty cool. It was a very interesting dish.
I'm almost getting now where I can tell who's not going to do well. It's because the plate is too scattered. Like, food is
everywhere. Yeah.
Like, the one New Zealand guy, he had these little, like, swirls of things. And it's supposed to look good, not look weird. And I could tell right away that guy was screwed.
The New Zealand guy and the other lesbian with the eyebrow piercing.
The fish hook in her accent.
Yeah, she's totally, she's gone. She's going nowhere.
Right, so I still can't remember the task they did this week.
Well, after that, they went to Second City, and then
Second City had
people from the audience shout things out, and they were assigned
improv.
Yeah, improv dishes.
So they had to improv their food, as it were.
Yeah, and Richard and Dale won, the little Asian guy, for the... they had green tofu perplexed.
And the thing... Yeah, they had perplexed. The thing is, I thought it was kind of gimmicky, but I guess that worked for the task, so that was okay. Because that other guy, Spike, got to finally do his soup.
Yeah.
Which looks gross to me, but I guess it's supposed to be really good.
I like squash soup, but only certain types of it. You know, some of it can be really good. And that looked good. It was yellow vanilla love, so it probably, you know, like a vanilla kind of thing. It looked good.
The one thing about this show, I keep, you know, comparing it to Hell's Kitchen, but...
You shouldn't.
The chick who got voted off this week, she won immunity last week. It doesn't matter how good you are week to week. They'll vote you off just for having a meal that doesn't taste good. That's enough.
Yeah, if you suck, that's it. No second chance.
And you can be... Yeah, that's the thing. She's...
Well, that's
probably,
the thing is, you got to be consistently good.
Yeah, she's a talented chef. She won before. So this week, she made a meal that wasn't good. I think they said there was way too much cheese. It just overpowered the meal. Pack your things. Go home. And it's just
kind of
like...
Well, didn't they screw up in that they... It was like... It was orange...
It was supposed to be arousal or something like that.
Orange turned on...
Turned on.
Some...
Yeah, and they put this big...
Orange turned on asparagus.
And they put this big chunk of bread in the middle of it, and they said that was chewy. Yeah. There was no reason for it to be there. But I still think that's a very interesting show. I know I'm not
like
making it,
it
sound
last
interesting,
season.
But...
I mean, I did. I saw it last
season. You should watch
season.
This season, but Steven. It's
good. Because there was, like you said, the one that... The guy that had the weird stuff. There was one last year, a guy who...
They're just
was
creative.
Infatuated with like this. They kept calling it foam, but it was a mousse. He made everything kind of like a whipped mousse.
Right.
Yeah. He's one of those gastronomic.
Yeah. The guy,
I forget what they call him.
Well, what I think is interesting when you think about people who are cooks and chefs, like you definitely don't see artistic skill in anyone in Hell's Kitchen. These people on this show are artists.
Right.
At least
right.
some of them. They come off. This is my art. You know. What
and they
doing.
All have culinary. School backgrounds. Every single one of them has been to a culinary school.
My favorite thing, though, is when the judges, how they're very... The show, when you're being judged at the end, they're very serious. And they always say, the judges would like you, and they go in, it's very somber, and they're like, you three were... our favorite! Oh, okay! Oh, man, you guys had me going there! Go get three... other people. And they come in, they're like, you were the worst. And it's just like, oh, you know, it's just like you feel real bad.
Thank you, Padma. Can I see your hot scar?
Now, Padme?
Padma. Padme, yeah.
Is she an angel?
No, but she does like to...
Okay, never mind, Bill. Just remove it.
The Puli Lobot Slamos or something.
Okay, here we go. Smallville. I didn't see it, but all I want to do, I'm going to play a clip and you guys explain to me what the basis of this is, okay? So let's just play this clip, everybody listen, and then explain.
I cleared Chloe's name from that suspiciously high-ranking government arrest warrant.
Oh.
Special Agent Weber has decided to drop her investigation.
Thank you. There's not that many people eating lunch on Lex Luthor's dime. Why are you helping me?
No catch.
You have a sexy
see,
behind.
Jimmy, in light of recent events, I'd like to think of my employees as my new family. Families help each other. And I know if I ever needed something from you, you'd be more than willing to be there for me.
Hitting on Jimmy there, Steven? What happens in this
What
episode?
You didn't see was he was pulling his zipper down.
He walked
What's
behind
going
Jimmy,
on?
Pulled his zipper down and started massaging Jimmy's shoulders.
I did a
Look at my testicles.
They're as bald as my head. Sorry.
I am clean shaven.
Wow. Just taking it downhill, man.
Thank you.
All right, Noel, explain to me what happens on this week's Smallville. Sell it
okay,
to me.
From
Why
the
should
top.
I watch this episode, Bill?
You shouldn't. Honestly, you
You're
shouldn't.
Not selling it.
Jimmy was blackmailed to
to have
steal
sex
some
with Lex.
To steal some computer to steal information off of a computer.
Getting ahead of yourself, Stephen. Calm down. Okay,
the
Clark wants Lois to find Supergirl and Brainiac.
Yeah.
So he has Chloe hacking every known government database in the world.
Every subsystem in Metropolis.
Yes, and she attracts attention from some middle-aged
I
agent
thought it was
woman.
The one that she,
you know what? Let's pause the show and I'm going to go watch it, okay?
Yeah, it's really bad.
No.
At one point, Chloe and what's his name? Jimmy are doing like a really bad Dancing with the Stars ballroom dance at some party somewhere, and it's just painful.
Your worst nightmare, Butthorn!
Yeah, Butthorn!
Yeah, they were at some government agency or something, and Jimmy sneaks off and does his 007.
Nice.
He's crawling through air ducts.
Now, last week I said it was a very cinematic episode, in a way. It was good. It was good drama for Smallville, mind you. So this week they dumbed it down again.
It's really dumb.
Was this a filler episode?
Yeah, it was filler.
Total filler.
Well, you know what? Look, we're about to take a break. Let's take a break and we'll be right back, okay, Bill?
Yep.
Let's do it. Be right back, everybody.
Oh. Artu, where are you? Artu? Artu? Artu, you're on fire! Artu-D2, you found a cigarette! Well, I don't think smoking is grown up at all. Because it's very dangerous. Smoking does dreadful things to your lungs and is very bad for your heart. Well, I know I don't have one, but humans do, and I think we should set a good example. Well done, Artu. Oh, hello. You know smoking is bad for your health, and it isn't grown up at all. So please, don't smoke. Artu, do you really think I don't have a heart?
I've had enough of this jungle.
It's Indiana Jones, a large-size action figure.
That boulder's coming in fast!
He's new from Kenner's Raiders of the Lost Ark collection.
Stay low, Indiana. They're right behind you. Use your whip. Whoa, I'm slipping. Whoa! I'm fixing. Get me out of here. Now.
Indiana Jones, a large-size action figure from Raiders of the Lost Ark collection. New from Kenner.
Hey, Omar, look at how the plastic tub acts like a boat in the water.
Daryl, you jerk, you're going to get us in trouble for littering.
Ah, big deal. A plastic cup never hurt anything, did it?
Littering always hurts, Daryl.
Flossing!
You kids know that plastic lasts hundreds of years when thrown into the environment.
That stuff lasts that long?
Sure does, Omar. We all have to protect the green. Recycle our litter.
You need us to help protect the land and water?
Sure do.
You really that busy?
As a matter of fact, kids, I'm swamped.
It's Munchie Chi, girl doll, boy doll. School time and football fan outfits are each sold separately.
Munchie Chi, Munchie Chi, oh so soft and cuddly. With a thumb in her mouth, she's really neat. Fun to wiggle his little feet. Da, da, da.
Munchie girl doll and boy doll are each sold separately.
When friends drink too much, even in galaxies far, far away, friends don't let friends drive drunk.
Darth Vader, Lando Calrissian, and Forrest Webb from Kenner's Star Wars Return of the Jedi collection. Part of the Star Wars collection of 48 action figures, each sold separately. Now there's a brand new action figure not yet available in stores. It's 9-Numb. You can get 9-Numb free with 5 proofs of purchase from any Star Wars action figures. Details on specially marked packages. Offer expires June 15th, 1983. Darth Vader, Lando Calrissian, Forrest Webb, and other action figures, each sold separately from Kenner's Star Wars Return of the Jedi collection.
Stay with me. I'm on you like glue.
All right. Hi, guys. Can I skate with you?
Nah, you're just a girl.
Power glide.
Aren't you jumping to conclusions? Let her try. You might be surprised.
Okay, but
thanks.
Wow, look at that. All right.
Remember, don't judge people till you give them a chance.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
The Transformers.
No one's home but me.
You'll know now. Fire!
Call the fire department.
Not from in there.
Walters!
If there's a real fire in your house, your first job is to escape immediately. Fire spreads quickly. Call the fire department from outside the house.
From a neighbor's phone.
You got it. You're both safe.
Your advice really hit home. Now I know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
All right, we're back.
You touch my I break at your face.
Huh? Okay.
Pork chop sandwiches.
I hope you had a hell of a piss, Bill.
Sorry.
Now, Bill, it sucks Steven didn't get to see Lost, so we're going to spoil everything for him.
I had a long
day.
Yeah,
you know what,
work,
Steven?
So
you're a pork chop sandwiches.
Huh?
Because this is an important episode, and you should take more care to watch things.
I was working late.
That's bullshit.
Dress got sad.
16-hour day, man.
You know what? I was going to give you the stick, but now I'm not going to give you the stick.
Give me the stick.
You know what? You
stick.
Need...
Don't give him the stick!
You need to get a sling box. Seriously. Because if you get a sling box, then
how
you can hook it up
exactly?
to your DVR or whatever, and then watch it over your computer whenever you want.
So he could just watch it on his laptop?
Yeah.
Yeah. In the hotel, all he's got to do is, you know, dial up to his sling box thing through the internet and then watch whatever is... He could watch his TV at home through his sling box.
It's true.
That's awesome. Now, how often, when you're in a hotel room, are the TV sets pretty crappy usually?
It depends.
They're pretty decent.
Well, what I'm saying is there an output on your laptop that could connect it to a TV, Bill?
Absolutely, yeah.
Some do. Some hotels do.
Some do, some don't.
Some don't.
But it's something you can utilize if you had Slingbox. That's pretty cool. Wonder how that works.
It's magic. Magic in the box.
Yeah, it's magic.
Now, Bill, let's talk about Lost, because it was a very interesting episode. The last episode, we saw the end of Rousseau and Locke's daughter's boyfriend. They got shot.
We don't know that, because if you watched, they didn't really get tagged in any crucial areas. Like, Rousseau hit the far side.
The dude got shot through the back and out through the chest. I'm pretty sure
he's
dead. Now, she got shot in the same place it looked like Locke got shot, and he's still alive. So, you never know. So, I'm not counting her out, but I'm saying it looked like they were killed. Now, I thought those were Ben's people who shot them on purpose to get rid of them. No, that's what I'm telling you. That's what I thought originally when that episode first aired, that he planned all that. So, now I'm seeing that, no... Those people are on the island. Now, it's the guy who was shooting Skeet with his machine gun is now on the island. How much time has passed? When the hell did they get on the island is what I want to know. Didn't you feel like that too? Like, Saeed and... I remember the guy took off in the helicopter at one point, and they go, where is he going? Did those guys go with him? And apparently we just didn't realize it.
It's like... and this is going to be a spoiler for Steven, later in the episode, you know, it was a Ben-centric flash forward. Uh-huh. He wakes up in his Dharma parka in the middle of Tunisia in the desert.
He kind
of
goes like that.
Yeah.
And he's in
like
the middle
he
of
drowned
the desert
or something.
It's like he just time traveled, like went through.
Yeah, and it's 2005.
Yeah, he even says, what's today? And she's like, October 5th. And he goes, it's 2005, right? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, oh, okay. It's just like, what the hell?
Yeah, well, he's afraid he traveled. This episode was so awesome. I mean, I was just blown away by it.
You realize Ben has so much more going on than you thought.
Yeah.
Okay, for instance, Charles Widmore's men are there for Ben. And it turns out to be true. Ben is exactly right that they will just kill everybody. They don't care. Because they've got his daughter. And they say, you know, disarm this fence. Remember that sound fence that'll rupture your brain or whatever? She hits a distress code, and it calls on the phone. And it's the distress code. He goes, they're coming. We got to get ready right away. But he said, how long did you guys debate on whether to tell me? And it was like about 5 minutes. He's like, great. Because, you know, they just wasted time going, should we go tell Ben or not? So what happens is those guys just start opening fire on everybody. What's funny is you see all the lost people who've been on the island with them the whole time. The other Oceanic 815 people that don't have names are just walking around getting picked off. Which I
thought that was... What's going on? Get back in the house. What's going on?
Hey,
get back in the house.
And Sawyer's like dodging all these bullets and stuff, trying to find Claire. And then you see an RPG go, you know, it's like Danny Trejo from Bulletproof. Gary Busey shows up.
Your worst nightmare, Butthorn.
McBain.
Yeah, that's right. So all that crazy stuff is going on, and then you see the bad guy. I forget his name, Bill.
Tree
from Mystery Alaska.
Yeah.
He's trying to deal with Ben, and he says, I have your daughter. I won't kill anyone else. I'll let your daughter go. Just come with us. And Ben's like, no, I don't think so. I think you should just leave. So here's the scene right here, and it's pretty shocking. Let's check it out, all right?
Stop! They're serious. They killed Carl and my mother.
Alex, I have this under control. Everything's going to be okay.
Please, Daddy. Please, please.
You have 10 seconds, Ben.
Okay, listen.
9.
She's not my daughter.
8.
I stole her as a baby from an insane woman. She's a pawn, nothing more. She means nothing to me. I'm not coming out of this house. So if you want to kill her, go ahead and do it.
Wow, so basically what happens there, Steven, since it's just sound and no picture, is he kills Ben's daughter.
Or you think.
No, she's dead. She's dead, dude.
Yeah, he puts she's a dead. Bullet in her head. She's dead.
Of course, you see that he's totally bullshitting the guy. He did care.
Right. And but I think what was most important after that is right after she's killed and he walks off, he goes... So he changed the rules, and you're like, wait, what? And then he goes running to his bookcase, moves the bookcase away, goes through a steel door into a room, then goes through another door into another room.
And then
and when
goes
he gets
to
back, yeah, and then when he gets back, he says, okay, we're going to go outside, and I'll tell you when to run the other way. And the whole house starts shaking, and then all of a sudden, the friggin' smoke monster comes out from behind the tree line like a freight train and just destroys all the mercenaries.
Yeah, it just starts killing everybody. And Locke's like, I thought you didn't know what it was. Apparently he knows how to control it or something. It was crazy.
Yeah, there was so much. It's like, that's what I love about this show, J.J. Abrams, Damon Lindelof. The way they write this thing is they keep, it's the mystery box. Again, it goes back to the TED talk that J.J. Abrams gave. He opens it a little bit, but only enough for you to, like, it answers the question, but it raises more questions.
Well, for instance, like Ben, he's in 2005 and he finds Saeed at his wife's funeral. Saeed has married and his wife has been killed. And remember Nadia, the chick that from season one, who he was supposed to torture, he let go. He fell in love with her.
Right.
After he gets off the island, he seeks her out, finds her, then marries her. Then she's killed in a hit and run. And it turns out something that had to do with the Widmore Corporation ran her down. And when Ben tells Saeed this, they go and kill the guy. I love that scene where he just keeps shooting him until he's out of bullets.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Anytime there's a scene where somebody keeps shooting someone, even though they're out of bullets,
and
that's
good. He's like, I think he's dead. And he's like, no, who's next? He's like, he goes, go back to your life, Saeed. He goes, I have no life. You know, they took the only thing I cared about away. Who's next on the list? He's like, okay. And Ben turns around and walks away, and he's like smiling. I got him. I got a hitman now. So,
I think the biggest thing, though, is it ends with Ben getting into a rich building, and then gets up into a bedroom, and it's Charles Widmore's bedroom.
Right.
And he says, okay, so you changed the rules. You killed my daughter. Now I'm going to kill yours.
Well, no, first he says, are you going to kill me? And he says, I can't.
Oh, yeah.
I can't. You know that, which I thought was very interesting. Oh, and he also says to Ben, he goes, you know that island is rightfully mine. You just took it from me. And he calls him a boy, like he's just a little kid, a pest. Mm-hmm. And he goes, well, you can't find the island. He goes, well, I'll find it. And he goes, I'm going to kill your daughter just like you killed mine. So, you know, that's Penelope, Desmond's love.
Yes.
And we.
But that's the only thing keeping him grounded.
Right. So we also have the other side of the island. Jack is sick in the stomach for some reason. And the doctor from the boat washes up and he's got his throat slit.
Yeah, there was just so much going on in this episode. It's hard to keep it all straight.
I love the scene with the Morse code where he sends Morse code.
Yeah.
See, and he goes, well, they said they're going to send the helicopter back and it'll be.
Yeah.
And Rose's husband, Bernard.
Bernard for the win.
Yeah, he goes, that's not what they said. They said the doctor's fine. And, you know,
I love that guy that plays Daniel Faraday, too, because he just, the way he does that look on his face, like, oh, shit.
Yeah, he finally also admits that they're not going to take them off the island.
No, and they never were.
Then Jack's tummy hurts, and he has to go lay down. It's my tummy.
Did you notice the reaction, though, whenever Kate caught him taking the painkillers?
Right.
Like, his hand was caught in a cookie jar, and then he kind of played it off.
Is it possible he has just a really bad ulcer from all the crap that goes on the island?
That's possible, but I think they're trying to play up the fact of his pill addiction like they did in the fast forward
right.
during the first few episodes.
It's the beginning.
Yeah.
You better not take him too fast. He's on an island.
Might be like he just destroyed his liver with these pills or something.
It's possible.
Know?
Well, there's this other thing. Okay, Ben says, Locke, I need you to stay alive and come with me. And we also need Hurley. And he's like, Hurley? He's like, Hurley can find the cabin. Which I thought was really weird because Ben found the cabin before easily. What do they need Hurley for?
Well, the cabin shifted and Hurley was the only one to see it.
And remember that scene with Sawyer? He doesn't want him to have Hurley. And he says, if you hurt Hurley, I'll kill you. Which I thought was interesting. Shows how much he really loves the big guy, doesn't he?
Everyone loves Hurley.
So that was a good episode. And unlike a filler episode like Smallville, apparently.
Oh my God, was it bad. I can't even explain to you how terribly awful it was.
No, I'm going
to ask... What I cracked up with on Smallville was that the scene where he's crawling through the duct. It's Jimmy. You don't know what... you know it's Jimmy, but I mean... He's crawling through the duct. It's this guy dressed all in black, and black mask and everything, and... He lifts up the little vent, and he sees the man walk by, and he drops down out of the ceiling and sneaks up on him and zaps him with a...
Nice.
Yeah, it's so bad. I can't even tell you.
I want to talk to you guys about Battlestar Galactica. You guys watched it, right?
Yes.
This last Friday.
Yeah, last Friday.
I thought the first two episodes were excellent, and I'm going to say this third one was I'm going to say it annoyed the shit out of me.
Yeah, it did.
First of all,
you know what I found the most annoying was the camera shots that were like kind of like fuzzy around the edges.
Yeah, it was supposed to be hazy because Callie's on medication. Here's what totally annoyed me though. Do we really need a wailing baby through the whole episode?
They use it to create more unrest.
Yeah. The only interesting thing in the whole episode are the Cylons, the Cylon kind of Civil War thing. I don't care about Apollo being a politician at all. I don't care.
This storyline needs to end.
Okay,
now.
Here's another thing. And, you know, I love Battlestar Galactica, but I'm just saying this is what I don't like. Okay, how cool was the setup of Starbuck getting her own ship to go find Earth? Cut to, she's all crazy on the ship and her rebellious crew doesn't believe her. They think she's crazy. Why the hell did you go in the first place?
She's painting pictures.
I'm serious. I thought this was really just really lazy that they are all like, oh, she's crazy. The captain's not talking to us or whatever.
Right. Can I even explain how incredibly stupid and uncomfortable the scene was with Anders going in and her going, frack me, frack me, like I want to feel something, frack me, frack, frack, frack,
frack me hard.
That was a little awkward, but I mean, do you blame them for taking her up on it though?
Screw me or something. I mean,
screw the crazy broad.
Let me ask you this. What if it was like this? They were all proud, like Boomer, Hilo, they're like, we believe Starbuck, we're going to go with her. Right now, they're all gung-ho. Slowly, as the season goes on, or however many episodes this subplot's going to go, they start to think, man, she's whacked.
Why so soon already? Why is everybody pissy?
Because I was like, come on, I thought she was a different Starbuck now. She wasn't going to be moody brooding, because she even says, I'm not the same person. I want to go, no, you are the same person. Yeah. You're exactly the same.
And you know the length they went to expand the Callie storyline, where she wants to go spy on her husband, and she like finds the little cubbyhole into the inner workings of the ship, and you know, and she can see through it to one room, and then she gets to hear the, you know, that they're Cylons, and it was a little much.
I will say that the my wife and I will watch this show, and she gets – whenever you put a baby in peril, it's kind of cheating, I think.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
You think Callie, she hits the chief over the head with a wrench. She knocks him unconscious. She grabs the baby, and she goes to the airlock. And I was like, oh, she's about to launch herself into space with her baby. That's kind of effed up. And I believe this show will do it because we've seen enough on the show.
Yeah.
And my wife goes, if they kill a baby, I'm not watching the show anymore. And I'm like, they're not going to kill the baby. And then as the scene goes on, it's like, holy crap, they're going to kill the baby.
I was hoping they would.
Why?
I was like, okay, just follow through with it. Have her launch herself out the airlock and then them wonder, why did she do this to her and her baby? But no, they've got to bring the superwoman ethnic Cylon lady.
No. I'm disagreeing with you there. I like that she saved the baby. I don't want the baby to be killed.
It was like all of a sudden, okay, she's got superpowers.
Well,
she like launches Callie across the airlock with one backhand.
Well, apparently she has strength that she didn't realize she had.
Because she's a Cylon, right.
Yeah, but the thing is, remember when Callie was this likable, kind of funny girl? Why did they turn her into this drug addict all of a sudden?
Hey, don't you remember when Starbuck was this nice, likable, kind of roguish girl, and now she's a psycho?
Well, she wasn't psycho. Well, I guess she was psycho in the second episode, but they've made her a different degree of she's madly painting. She's Richard Dreyfuss from Close Encounters painting Devil's Mountain.
You
all
go
of
back
sudden.
To the first season where she's, you know, she goes to get the arrow of Apollo or whatever, and it's
arrow,
you know,
license,
she's this,
was it?
She's like exciting, and she's
all
going
saying,
and doing what needs to be done, and now she's like Miss Brooding Psycho.
We don't need the going mad Starbuck on the ship thing. I don't like where that storyline's going. I mean, maybe tonight's episode that's airing, we're just ended
right now.
Perhaps it's much better. They probably won't even show Starbuck in this episode. You know
but
how they'll
I think
skip.
The coolest moment of the entire episode, no one really noticed, and that was
Before you talk about that, Bill.
Yeah.
The Cylons. Remember, Six, she turned all the Centurion robots against the other Cylons. She now controls them, or at least asks them kindly to do things. There's a great part where she says, please, and they're like, okay, or whatever. But Cavill from Dean Stockwell from our favorite show, Quantum Leap, he's like, we've decided to give you what you want. We're going to reactivate the...
Lucy Lawless.
Okay, yeah. Total Recall, Lucy Lawless. Oh, Steven, what? You're holding that against me, huh?
No, I'm just... You forgot a name is what I'm thinking. You.
Because I was thinking Gina. I was like, no, that's Six's other name. It's too confusing. Why does the same character have multiple names? Yeah, Gina. Gina. No, Gina. But anyway, they totally give in to their demands. So they're like, oh, okay, this is cool. Just meet us here at this sector, and here's what happens. Let me play this clip, Bill, okay?
Yes. The Resurrection ship didn't make the jump.
Problem with their FTL?
No report.
Oh, everything's okay. They're just FTLs on the bridge or something.
Bases of reinformation taking positions around our periphery.
They're going to attack.
The drum beats are increasing.
Alert the others. We need to jump now. They're taking out our FTL. The Resurrection ship. They're really trying to kill us.
Love the sound effects, man.
Yeah, I love the muted explosions in space.
They started it.
But we're killing them. We were truly killing them. My own sisters.
They can trust their god to watch over their immortal souls.
What about ours?
We're machines, dear, remember. We don't have souls.
I love that.
Thank God it's been said.
I love that he's, like, trying to calm her, their souls, you know, God rest their souls.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we don't have souls.
Yeah. I love that it was said. I love that. Finally.
But, okay, Bill, here's what you wanted to say. The part where that little silent skirmish was happening, what were you going to say?
Well, it was found out that if you watched the scene close enough, you saw the Orion constellation in the background, which means they are in the Orion Cygnus arm of the Milky Way galaxy, which is also the arm of the galaxy that our solar system is in. So they are very, very close to Earth.
Right, and I wonder if they even know it. And I was kind of bummed to see those rebelling Cylons get killed, because I wanted to see...
More.
But maybe they're not dead. I don't know.
I don't think they would kill off the entire Six line and the...
Because that's what it seems like. If there's no resurrection ship, their minds for those particular bodies would be gone, wouldn't they? There's nowhere to download.
Right.
You know what? Maybe you're right, you know?
But what if they're, you know, they don't... They leave this ship partially, you know...
It's floating and they're
It's floating and some are. Some are still alive.
Okay, can I just mention to you guys a moment that was totally uncomfortable in the show?
Go for it.
Boomer kissing Dean Stockwell.
Oh my god, that was frightening.
Were you like, shudder?
Wow. I threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Does that mean those models are lovers right there? Those two particular ones?
Well, was it the same episode where he was watching her dance?
Right, and she's the one who changes her vote, and they're like, this is an outrage! How can you change your vote? But I thought that particular storyline in this week episode was the best part. The whole Callie stuff, I don't care. I did think the effects of her flying out the airlock were really cool, though.
It
could have looked real cheesy,
really,
but it looked cool.
Really, it could have gone somewhat a different way with that. She should have gone and started telling people, and they think she's crazy, hey, these are Cylons,
It was too soon, but maybe they're in a hurry because it's season.
But if she's going kind of nuts,
yeah,
are they not going to
believe
her?
The whole scene where she thinks he's having an affair, I just don't even want to see the storyline. I don't care, Okay, first of all, I just want to ask this, because my wife asks questions like this, because she's a mother. Okay, if Sharon and Hilo are on the ship with Starbuck, who's taking care of their baby? Don't you wonder that? It's like Ross and Rachel on Friends. Rachel had a baby, but you never saw the baby. Oh, she's asleep in the other room, unattended to in an apartment. You know, it's just like, what kind of horrible parents are you?
Well, you know what? You have to suspend reality.
It's like, why add a child you know, well, make him five years old and you know, give him a bull haircut and have a robot monkey, Steve.
You didn't want Callie to kill, maybe it's a small wonder, kill the baby.
Right.
But she's going in her head, hey, this is a half Cylon child.
Right. No, I understood that.
It can take care of itself. It's
I'm just saying
robot.
Scenes like that are very stressful. Like, it's you just get mad when a TV show puts a baby in peril. Do you know what I mean?
Just
I understand,
calm down. It's science fiction.
I understand why Callie was doing that. I understand completely.
But yeah. Again, it's not at that point, is it fully a child? Is it a robot? Does it have a soul?
Does it matter?
Exactly.
Do what now?
Does it have a soul? You know, because the robots, you know, brother.
They're not robots, Steven.
What do you mean they're not robots?
They're not robots. They're flesh.
Oh, don't even start now.
We have a caller on the air. Hello, are you there?
Hello, boys.
Hey, it's Jessica. How you doing, hello, Jessica?
Woohoo! It's Jessica.
Yes, it's Jessica.
It's me. How are you guys?
Good.
We're great. We're just discussing Battlestar Galactica, your favorite show.
I know. I was like, oh my gosh. Okay, so I can't call in now because they're talking about Lost, and so I'll wait until after that. And then you guys started talking about, was it right into Battlestar Galactica?
Straight in.
Yes.
Okay, and I was like, oh my gosh. Like, when is this going to end? I feel like a pocket effect is growing in my pocket.
Now, why don't you watch Lost, by the way? Is it just the it started and you missed out on the first season kind of thing?
Exactly. That's exactly what that is. Because there really is no reason for me to not watch this show because I'm a, like, TV-aholic, so.
Yeah, it really is a good show. You could just catch up on DVD. There's no rush at it, you know?
Oh, that's true. You know what I am catching up on, though, which is, I don't know, maybe you need a vagina for, but I'm catching up on Sex in the City on DVD.
Nice.
Yeah, unwatchable.
You know what? I'm going to say I did.
My sisters love it.
You know what? The show is funny, or it was funny, until we had to stop watching it because my wife got sick of... She couldn't stand how Sarah Jessica Parker kept dumping nice guys. And what is it? John Corbett from...
Northern Exposure.
Northern Exposure.
She is dating him and engaged, and she dumps him. She's like, I'm not watching anymore. And we never did.
Oh, really? See, I never watched it because I didn't have HBO. And then it got to the point where, like, every girl was, like, watching. I was like, I'm not part of the majority. I'm not watching this show.
You're not having
a Manhattan.
And
now it's been off for a little bit. I'm like, well, it's pretty funny. It's all, like, New York City-y. So that's why I'm watching
it now.
I'm
going to say it is a funny show. And,
yes.
Steven, you and I first in line in the movie, right?
I'll pass.
That's not gay at all, is it?
You can go with your wife. Steven and I will go see some movie with guns and boobs.
I'll fly up to Ohio.
Steven, please go see it with me. Please.
I'll use some of my airline miles just to go to
Steve and I will go see Iron Man while you go see Sex in the City.
Okay, deal. No, I'm kidding. So what's going on with you, Jessica?
Nothing much. Dan and I took a trip over to the local Beatnik open mic night tonight to...
Did Dan get on the mic?
No. Although
so
I was
rock that mic?
No. No, I said, you know, should we, like, try to do something, like, you know, like a little skitty, like bring something that we normally do, like a segment type thing? He's like, no. And then, like, when we got there, I was like, thank God I wasn't thinking about doing that.
Pralto-barm. Do that.
You could do a beat poem to Pralto-barm.
I tell you what, some guy... there's one guy who was, like, kind of putting it on, and he had a great voice, and he was a poem guy, you know? So he did a couple poems. But I tell you what, it's so evil. Like, have you ever gone into a porn store, like, with someone, and it's just kind of a joke type thing, and you can't help but, like, laugh at all the real perverts? Like, not the normal time you guys go, but, like...
Look at that pervert! Crooked.
I guess more like I've been into like a bookstore that has the dirty section, kind of goof on it, I guess.
Yeah, that's all I've been into like a newsstand right store now, where in the back through the little like beaded curtain is all the nudie magazines. And there's always like some creepy guys back there just like reading the magazine. Like, what are you doing?
Hey, there's good articles in there, Bill.
Yeah, but can't you, like, help but not, like, you're like, all right, nobody say anything or I'm going to bust a gut.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
That's exactly what was going on.
You can't even hardly make eye contact with your friend.
You see the guy who's got like 10 videos. It's like, whoa. He's loading up, man. What, are you going to a biosphere for a year or something?
I think he's going to Sam's to buy the ultra giant jar of Vaseline.
Oh,
yeah, whatever happened to getting your porn online?
Yeah.
Discreet brown package.
Too many viruses.
Oh, good Lord.
Now, we need to get into the news, Bill. We're running out of time. Jessica, do you want to listen to the news? Do you want to stick around for that?
I'll stick around for it.
All right, Bill, you ready to do some news? Let's do it! I'm not going to wait for you to answer.
How dare you? Shorter news theme.
No, we don't.
I mean, I love the news theme, but...
Let's not get ghetto. Be normal.
Be normal, Bill. No ghetto. All right, what do we got in the news this week?
How can I not be ghetto? I am from the ghetto, yo.
From the streets.
Are you gangster?
I keep it real up in the field. All right, yo. All right. You know how I love my depravity in my news, as Swiley pointed out on the forums. So let's start off with a great story of a drunk person.
Yes, drunk people rule!
Drunk people are the world's comedy. A man who drove his car to a creek was uninjured but told police he was drunk. Oh, well, that made it easy for him. Officers responding to the scene found the vehicle still running in a shallow creek, and the 20-year-old driver was lying across the passenger seat with his legs draped across the center console to the driver's seat. According to the report, when asked to step out of the car, the man reached over to pick up his shoes but continued to sit in the car, staring forward. The officer asked again if he was getting out, and he responded, "Do you want me to get out?" After he emerged, officers noticed his pants and belt were unbuckled, and then he smelled of booze.
He was just letting it air out a bit, just kicking back.
I mean, he had to pee.
You don't know. You don't even have a clue.
Whoa.
Instead of giving officers his driver's license, he handed over a red Elgin Federal Credit Union MasterCard.
So he's like, just charge what you want, man.
Here, why don't we just, keep this between us?
You use this
pleasuring card. Himself.
It would go out and get yourself something real nice.
It would have been better if it was a Diner's Club card. Just go on over to Denny's, man. Order whatever you want. Sky's the limit.
Do they even make Diner's Club clubs anymore?
I don't know.
I just remember Telly Savalas pimping them on TV. Like, hey, man, here's your Diner's Club card.
Does Dan ever whip out the Diner's Club card, Jessica?
Not anymore.
Bummer.
I know.
How do you eat out then? God.
Okay, so the man told officers he'd been drinking, and when they asked why he decided to drive, he answered that everyone else at the party was drunker than me.
That's a good excuse, man.
Yeah. When his car was retrieved from the creek, officers found 9 empty cans of natural light beer. There you go. When you want to get drunk. When you want to get drunk and you don't care about taste, natural light beer. That is horse piss,
you know what,
alcohol beer.
I've had those Friday nights where you're broke. It's like, dude, I'm getting the 24-pack of natural. Or there's a beer here in Texas, Lone Star Light. Hideous. Ooh. It's basically water, but it's just like, I need to get drunk, man.
And Milwaukee's Best, too, is cheap.
Hey.
Yeah, there's a – where I'm from in Pittsburgh, there's a beer called Iron City. Or Iron City Light, and it's the same as natural light. It's horse piss, and it gets you drunk and gives you a headache.
Now, Steven, you've known me, my early 20s, did I care what the beer tasted like?
No.
I did not care.
Well, after the first one, you didn't care.
What's that?
I don't know if this is a local thing or not, but has anybody heard of Pabst Blue Ribbon?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Come on, that one's horrible, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is. Well, also around Pittsburgh, about 40 minutes outside of Pittsburgh, there's a Latrobe where they make Rolling Rock.
Oh, they should have called it Latrine. Latrine Light.
Oh, Rolling Rock is my worst experience.
Rolling Rock, it's like, it's funny, it's just a joke, because the bottles are clear green, so the light gets to them, and always one out of the six in a six-pack is skunky.
Yes.
So it's like a bet. Whoever gets the skunk beer gets, you know, to buy the next six-pack.
When they call it skunk beer, I always think it smells more like armpits.
No, it's not that. It's not the smell so much as it is the taste.
Taste. Yeah.
You get a skunk beer, it smells bad, but you hit that, you take a sip.
You hit that shit, Steve.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like, you know how you drive through, like a skunk gets killed on the side of the road and you get that smell? That's how it tastes. It tastes like dead animals.
Hey,
it's
man,
horrible.
Get you drunk. Who cares, Bill?
All right. Next story. This one, Jessica might want to consider this.
You're a drunk ass, stupid slut.
Oh. Not Jessica.
God, so mean.
I think he's talking to Bill.
Okay, so on a recent Wednesday afternoon, photographer. What?
He wanted to kiss you.
I want
to
kiss you.
It's drunk Joe Namath. On a recent Wednesday afternoon, photographer Iraz Roney waited across the street from an office building on Chamber Street in Manhattan as he sat on a bench eating a late breakfast. A visibly pregnant young woman wearing a black and white striped dress walked out the door exactly on schedule. Roney jumped up and ran down the block, snapping photos of her as she walked toward him. Trying to blend into the crowd, he followed her to the grocery store, then a dry cleaner, then through an outdoor market down to South Street Seaport, taking pictures of her the entire time, and then he slit her throat in an alley.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
Wait a minute.
God.
She appeared natural and beautiful in the photos, exactly what she wanted. Roney was hired to take these pictures by his subject, a 35-year-old professor at Barnard College. He's been hired by many others like her, mostly females of New York, in her early 20s, late 40s, who are looking for paparazzi-inspired photographs of themselves, captured as they go about their daily lives. So now women are actually hiring paparazzi.
That's awesome.
I don't need to do that because I just have that happen, like, annoyingly anyway.
Well, you know, Talk Radio X is huge down there.
I know. Yeah, it's huge.
All right. Let's continue.
Whoa. I don't know what that means.
Every week has to have a pot story. This is this week's.
Nice.
What
was that, Jessica?
I said 420 forever.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
Those guys were fags. Groveland, Florida drug agents worked overnight Thursday into Friday to clear out a massive marijuana grow house found in Lake County holding around 2,000 plants.
Agents found
worth of marijuana in the home and arrested the alleged operator. They discovered the house after power crews realized that the man who lived and worked at the house was climbing a utility pole and stealing electricity.
That bastard.
Dumb shit. If you're growing pot, you don't steal electricity.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck dick for coke.
Good times.
Okay, speaking of another person getting some jail time, Wesley Snipes. You don't pay the taxes, you go to jail.
Not Blade.
Yep, Blade is getting 3 years, 1 year for each Blade movie. U.S. federal judge on Thursday sentenced Hollywood actor Wesley Snipes to 3 years in prison for failing to file tax returns from 1999 to 2004.
Devastated.
Yeah, Jules would be devastated. Judge William Terrell Hodges laid down the harshest possible sentence against Snipes after the star of such movies as Demolition Man and the Blade trilogy of vampire movies.
You know what, I bet
was
he
found
just got
guilty.
Done watching Money Train, and he's just like, I'm throwing the book at this guy.
Yeah. Yeah, Money Train was good. What was that other one he did? I like his straight-to-video ones better than any of his other ones.
Me too.
All right, moving on.
Good times.
What the heck? There's something wrong with my computer. Sorry. Woman in... where is this? It doesn't really matter. A woman is accused of chasing her boyfriend with a knife after thinking he was an actor in his porno movie they were watching together.
Nice!
And brace it for me. It's, yeah. Woo!
Huh? Is that you? The victim says it all
Wait
started...
Wait a second! I said I watched this with you, but is that you?
I know that birthmark anyway.
I hate it when that happens.
You never made
it happens
me like
all
that.
Too often, I know.
What, you got shit in your ears? Come on!
The victim says it all started when he and his girlfriend were inside his Southwest Albuquerque home watching a porno at 10:30 Wednesday morning. Who watches porno at 10:30 in the morning on a weekday?
Maybe it's their day off.
That's when the victim called 911 saying his girlfriend, 20-year-old Amanda Moya, had a knife. She almost shanked me and everything. She put the expletive knife right under my throat, the victim told the 911 operator. The victim, wearing only a pair of shorts, took off down 5 points, begging the 911 dispatcher for help. He said Moya had already stabbed him in the face and bitten him on the chest.
What?
She already has battery charges against her. She's not even supposed to be around me. Then what the hell is she watching a porno with you for?
Yeah, that part doesn't make any sense. Well, since you're here, let me pop this in.
The dispatcher told the victim to keep running. Yeah, just keep running. And try to get inside a store. The victim made it to a business parking lot. With Moya still on his trail. Holy crap, she's like a bloodhound.
She's like one of those giant hornets in Japan.
Yeah.
That follow you
Whatever
for
that
miles.
Means.
Hey, Bill, I've been watching the deadliest insects in the world, okay, on Discovery.
Okay. Deputies arrested Moya, charged her with aggravated assault, aggravated battery. She was also charged with child abuse because deputies say she left her 8-month-old boy alone in the home while she chased her boyfriend down the road. There you go. That exactly what you were talking about Battlestar Galactica. Don't leave your babies alone.
That's right.
Even if your friend was a porno. All right, we should probably wrap up the news since we only got about 15 minutes left.
What, in the show?
Yeah.
What? Oh, Bill, thanks for doing the news.
Yeah, no problem. You're welcome.
Let's do some DVDs. Let's do some DVDs. Let's do some DVDs.
DVDs! 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 HD, Blu-ray, extended definition! DVDs!
Oh, hell yeah, the DVDs, everyone!
Where do we go from here?
The DVDs?
This isn't where we're... I'm sorry.
This isn't where we're supposed to be. I got lost.
All right, Bill. What do we got in the DVDs this week?
All right, let's try to get through these pretty quick. 27 Dresses with the Queen of Emasculation, Katherine Heigl.
Your worst nightmare, Butthorn!
Queen, yeah, that is one woman that just does nothing for me.
What does Queen of Emasculation mean?
She goes on all these talk shows and just basically makes fun of her husband. You know, how she's the king of the castle and all that. I mean, she's just a bitch.
Well, maybe he's thinks it's funny. Maybe he's okay with it.
Yeah, well, if he's okay with it, he needs help.
Well, did you ever see, I think she was at the Emmys or something, and it was the one where they had the full circle crowd, and she was all, like, correcting the guy who had announced her.
So she's got no sense of humor?
Yeah, you said my name wrong. Like, on television, I'd be like, okay, maybe I'll tell him after, or tell someone to tell him.
Wow. Yeah.
Let's not get ghetto.
Like, no, I kiss my butt.
Normal.
So, I'm not... You know what? After you guys tell me that, I'm not buying 27 dresses.
Good. And you shouldn't watch Grey's Anatomy either.
I don't.
Okay, good.
Steven does, though.
I know. Big Steven fan. Can't help it.
Big fan.
Devastated.
Him and Corey like
to
get together.
I hate the way she says that.
I was devastated.
Devastated.
All right, Bill, what other fantastic movies are coming out?
All right, Adventures of Young Indiana Jones, Volume 3.
There were three volumes of that? I thought there was one season. It was canceled.
If it was, who would know? Who really watched it?
This is, like, for real.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Wasn't it, like, him as, like, a 12-year-old and, like, him, like, a 17-year-old, like, different times?
Yeah, it would, be switched back and forth each week or whatever. I guess that made it easier to film because you could have two different lead actors or something. I should do that with every show.
Yeah, right.
Like, have next week on Lost, it's when they're kids.
Yeah, that
like Baby Lost? Like Muppet Babies?
Like Muppet Babies.
Muppet Babies, exactly.
Muppet Babies!
I love that show.
Me too.
And why is it we only ever saw the green ring socks of the mom? Would love to see what that chick looks like.
Huh?
Squeezing out all these animal babies.
Oh. Listen, she wasn't the mom, she was Nanny.
Yes, oh, Nanny. Nanny.
Well, then who was the mom?
Oh, you don't need to know that.
Does he do me that way?
What?
Confused.
All right, Bill, what other DVDs do we have?
Beverly Hills 90210, the fourth season.
Yes! Awesome.
So
Dylan K, man, he's a rebel.
I thought you were going to say Beverly Hills Cop, like a super edition. I was going to be like, yes!
No, I wish.
I love
there was
the
a pretty good edition, though, like a 20th anniversary edition a few months ago.
Do you guys remember when 90210 just kept going on? Everyone was leaving the show, and it had these actors.
Yeah, everyone was gone.
And all these weird actors on it. Like, what's Vanessa Marcil doing on the show? And it's just like.
Yeah, but Brian Austin Green was always there.
He was like, dude, I need a paycheck. I'm not going
to
anywhere.
So was Ian Ziering. Those two never left.
Yeah, they're like, we're sticking around, man.
Beat the dead horse.
Easy paycheck.
So, dude, Steven Ziering is like, dude, that's the only way I'm going to get a Playboy Playmate.
Yeah, but remember, the new edition coming out could possibly have him be the father.
Yeah, and Hilary Duff be the girl. I just read that today.
Yeah, a new 90210.
Hey, I'd do her if she'd have me.
What?
What?
Hilary Duff?
Moving on. Cheers, the ninth season. Talk about hanging on.
Steven, you would you? Hillary, what? Okay, what?
Yeah, you'd have to beat up that hockey player.
Like a cockroach.
I could beat up any hockey player.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to do your girlfriend, hockey player. What'd you say, man?
Can I get a stick up my
name.
Head?
Isn't Alicia Cuthbert with a hockey player, too?
Wait, doesn't he play for the Islanders? Who you're talking about, Jessica?
What was that?
The guy who's dating Hilary Duff plays for the Islanders, right?
Yep, Mike Comrie.
Yeah, Comrie. And you're thinking of Bill, the a-hole who plays for the Rangers. Avery, Sean Avery.
Oh, okay.
And moving on.
All right. Most important DVD of the week, Diamond Dogs with Dolph Lundgren.
Hell yeah. Didn't he have a DVD last week or the week before? This guy's
cranking
them out.
I have no idea, but he needs to do more of these. And quite frankly, this is awesome.
Because
his name in the movie is Xander.
Nice.
Is this a movie?
Diamond Dog.
Is this a new movie or is this
straight to video.
Straight to video market.
He does some great straight-to-video stuff.
I love Dolph Lundgren. He's a great actor.
Yep. Next DVD. My personal choice of the week movie I absolutely loved, and a book that I absolutely loved, The Diving Bell and the Butterfly, the true story of Jean-Dominique Bobby, who was the editor of French Elle magazine, who had a stroke and woke up with what's called locked-in syndrome. And it's just a absolutely beautiful movie directed by Julian Schnabel. And terrific performances by Max von Sydow and the guy that plays Jean Du Bobby, Matthew Almerich. But terrific movie. Absolutely loved it.
See, when you were talking about how it was one of your favorite books, I was automatically thinking The Nanny Diaries, so I'm glad you cleared that up.
Oh, I know. Well, you know, that's up there, too, but the movie wasn't that good. The book's still great, though.
I find that so hard to believe.
Yeah, me too. The Golden Compass, New Line's two-disc platinum series, also available on Blu-ray. A movie that cost, like, $70 million, but looks like they put about 20 of it on film.
Oh, I love that deep state of crap.
I thought it looked awful. The effects were terrible.
They won the Oscar for best effects, too, I remember.
Yeah, the best part of the entire thing was the polar bear fight.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
That was the
best. Yeah, but really good.
What's that, Jessica?
I said, but that was really good. It wasn't just like... It wasn't just like a decent part. It was like an awesome part.
Yeah, but that was the best part of the whole movie.
It's got a kick-ass polar bear part, you know? Okay. That's enough for rental, right? A kick-ass polar bear fight?
Yeah, I think should rent it. And the little girl in it was really good.
There's like this hiss when you're... It sounds like you're outside or something. Are you standing outdoors? Yeah.
Is it me you're talking about?
Yes. Are you outside right now?
No.
No.
I think it's just Skype. We're almost done anyways.
Dan does a show, but his connection sucks. How is that?
I know. Every time I talk to someone on Skype, I always feel like I'm like talking over and everything. So sorry, guys.
It's not. What? No, it sounds really good.
Wrong.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what are you doing?
Just shot Jessica.
All right, next DVD is Paranormal State, the complete season one, a show that Steven and I both liked, even though it's on around 3 in the morning.
Is it scary?
It's hard. Find me and see.
Yeah, it's decent. Next DVD, Prince in Concert, Rave Unto the Year 2000.
Sorry about that.
I think it rang in my ear.
That was a little late. Hey, Jessica, are you a huge Prince fan?
No, but I am a huge artist formerly known as Prince fan.
Little Red Corvette.
So she only liked him for like one album.
No, I'm just kidding.
Don't you like the new Prince who never releases anything? He just puts it in a vault.
Yeah, that's
exactly
my favorite
where it
kind of
stay part. In the vault.
The Prince we don't hear.
Did you know he's a crazy Joho? Do you know
what
he
is? That?
Do you know what a
Joho
is?
He's a witness.
He's a witness to the Jehovah.
He don't want no blood transfusion.
That's right. And he will sell you a watchtower in front of your front door. Hey, who is it? It's Prince! What you doing? I got me a watchtower. Sorry, I know he doesn't talk.
Can you sing Little Red Corvette? No! I don't sing those songs anymore. They're too sexual.
That was the artist formerly known as me.
Yes, can you please sing Sexy Motherfucker?
I will if you take this watchtower.
I don't sing that no more. It's too sexual.
I will if you take this watchtower from me.
All right, go move on.
I know, I'm only 5'1", but don't...
That doesn't even sound like Prince. Move on.
All right, last DVD, probably the most important. I love these people. Cloud 10 Productions. It's a Christian movie production company.
Break out your face.
And a movie called Tribulation. With a duo of insanity, Gary Busey and Margo Kidder, and Howie Mandel.
Did you say Gary Busey?
Yes. Your worst nightmare, Butthorn.
Good Lord, man!
In fact, our worst nightmare, Butthorn.
He is.
And that's DVDs for this week.
All right, Bill. Thanks for doing the DVDs this week.
Thank you. Good night. Here all week. Try the veal and.
Are we always out of time at the end of the show?
We still have like 3 minutes.
It just keeps going.
Maybe Anthebert wants to cut us off and put more Chinese music on.
Yeah, what the
Christ's sake?
What kind of Chinese?
I bought a CD from one of the guys at the open mic tonight, and I'm gonna.
It's a Chinese.
Was
it? It's some rapper, some white rapper. It's awesome.
Was it a charity purchase? We're like, oh, I guess I'll buy this.
No. He was like, I don't.
He was out of sight.
He was off to
Dynamite.
He was off the hizook.
Yes. All right, everybody. That was episode 121 of Nowhere in Mulberry. Thank you for listening to the show. If you'd like to leave us a voicemail, which no one has like in a month, Bill, I think, call 1-206-202-3491. Maybe no one has anything to say anymore. Also, go to nowhereinmulberry.com. There you'll find links to our forum and to our chat room, nimchap.com. Also, Mulberry Old School, right, Steven?
Right.
Can't forget to plug that.
You get people who say that they've gone back and listened to...
Yeah, they say, hey, I'm going back to listen to your episodes or whatever, which is really cool. Because it's not on a feed like our... Wait, let me just get this out, Steve. It's not on a feed like our podcast is. It's
30
just,
seconds.
They're just kind of there. What are you talking about? I'm going by the clock in the chat room, Bill.
All right.
30 seconds.
So am I, bitch.
It says 10:58, 40, 41, 40.
Yeah, and we get cut off at 10:59:30.
Where were the crickets at? I heard crickets there.
Yeah, Jessica, you're outside right now.
I'm not.
I swear I heard crickets.
All right. How much time do I have now, Bill?
30 seconds.
30.
All right, everybody. Jessica, thank you for calling in. And I just wanted to say next week's show will be, if you go to nimchat.com, you'll be able to listen to us live. All right? Thank you very much. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Give me back my key and get the out of my house.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for the fun, TRX.
Who's whistling?
Jessica.
Just like it sounded like a speaking spell there for a second.
No, this is like for real.
Podcasting.
Hey everyone, surprise! The show's not quite over yet. Thank you for listening to this edition of Nowhere in Mulberry. The show has just ended. It was it wasn't a great show. It was mediocre at best, but you stuck in there. You wrote it out, and I thank you for that. Now, the reason I'm here talking at the end of the episode, when I should be just putting the episode out for you to download via podcast, but you have already, because you wouldn't be listening to this otherwise. It's a whole kind of Back to the Future time-space continuum type paradox thing. So I just want to say right there that I'm rambling. That's the definition of rambling. Okay, well, to the point. Now, you may not know this, but while that episode was happening, we had decided that it would be the final episode of Nowhere in Mulberry on Talk Radio X. Not of Nowhere in Mulberry, just on Talk Radio X, the internet radio, air quotes, station. Now, here's the deal. Here's why. There's a lot of issues to get into, but the main crux of it all is that we want to control the clock. We want to be in control of when we start and when we end. We don't want to be cut off at the end. We don't want to wait 10 minutes for the show to start when we should have started exactly at 10:09 central. Also, you know, we intend to expand on what we're doing. Not just Nowhere in Mulberry, but we also maybe want to explore more options with running our own live feed. Now, if you go to nimchat.com, nimchat.com, right now, you will see our chat room open up. Now, if you scroll down, you will see a player in there. If you hit play, you hear our live feed playing, where we're playing reruns of Nowhere in Mulberry and our buddy Andy of the Hollywood Saloon, old saloon episodes. So it's basically like a constant station running our shows back to back over and over again until Friday, this Friday when it'll be our first live show on our own feed. So what I want you to do is come on and listen to us live this Friday on our big launch party of the Nowhere in Mulberry live feed. And we want to start some new things. Perhaps Andy of the Hollywood Saloon doing something live on that feed where we control everything. We don't control Andy. I'm just saying we control when he can go on wherever he wants. He can end wherever he wants. There's no time constrictions. For instance, on Talk Radio X, we'd have to wait for our window to go on. Now with our own feed, we could go on an hour early if we want. We could go an hour later. We could take more calls. We could have time to do anything we want. We could do a show in the middle of the week. We could do a show right after Lost. We could do a morning show. We could do an evening show, an afternoon show, a dinner show. You get the gist of what I'm talking about. Why won't I stop talking? I don't know. But here's the deal. We want to provide, in time, a place for you as you're sitting at your cubicle at work. You run out of things to listen to. Click on our station. I'm calling it a station, just loosely based there, you know, just bear with me here. You can listen to any of our shows there as they're playing. So here's what you do. This Friday, come to ninchat.com, chat with us, and listen to our show live, perhaps call in. It'll be a lot of fun. Thanks for listening. Bye, everybody.